Well, here, I'll ask you. I know that one. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adonai nakol l'ases gedulah l'yayzer bereishis shela
Yeah. Sefer, the Sefer Shemais, the Sefer of Geula. And in order to understand Geula, which means to be free, Zman Cheruseinu, which is Pesach, freedom from slavery, freedom from being an Eved, being a slave doesn't mean in the colloquial sense of the word, which means the way we talk, to be a slave, right? To slave. A slave means you don't have your own, you can't make your own decisions. You can't choose. That's one of the hardest things in the world, is one of the greatest things in the world. We'll do the opposite. The greatest thing in the world that a person has is bechira, that I could choose. I could make a decision. I could choose when to get angry. I could choose when to get up in the morning. I could choose when to look and when not to look. I could choose when I could shut my mouth and not say something and when to choose. And one of the most difficult things is to be a slave. Because to be a slave means that I don't have freedom. I don't have freedom to be me. That's the greatest. Masha kana avid kana rabbi, is that he doesn't have an existence in himself, right? I don't even know who I am. I don't even know how I'm building myself. And the irony of that is that that's really shmeis. That's really paro. Paro, the existence of the Yetzirah is not the specifics of your desires, of your laziness, of your gaiva, something that we all have. We all struggle with different things. The central yesod, the power and the foundation of everything, the Mesillas Yesharim says so clearly, and I want to share this with you, is he said, Tichbad Avoda. And this is his lashon. In the beginning of the second parak, he says, Keini atzas hayetzer hara mamish al b'nei adam. If somebody would say, what is the main thing that we fight? What we fight is, he says, is Tichbad Avoda al ha'noshim. The avoda of paro means the whole essence of paro is let's make it that a Jew, that a person does not have time to think for himself, to live for himself, and to be himself. That is the essence of what the Yetzirah is. Okay, it might manifest itself with looking at certain things. It might manifest itself with your gaiva. It might manifest yourself with your laziness. It might manifest itself, which means it might come out in this area, that area, this area, that area. But the bottom line is, and listen to what the Ramchal says, is the pshat, and we spoke about this the other day as well, because everyone wants to know, so how do I love myself? So how do I overflow? I want to be, right, from a few shiurim ago, we spoke about overflowing to other people. I want to overflow. I want to be so full. I want to be so full of love. I want to be so full of happiness. I want to be so full of whatever I have. I want to be so big within myself that I overflow to somebody else. I overflow. How do I then fill myself up? That's the million-dollar question. How do I love myself? How do I invest in myself? What do I do? So listen to what the Ramchal says. I'm going to share with you from Deretz Eitz Chaim. At the end of Mesil Sharm, they have in Derech Eitz Chaim, I think it's a Hagdama to one of the other Svarim of the Ramchal, and he says like this. Listen, he says to a person. He says to each and every one of us, he says that the goal over here is for a person not to think and not to have time. This is what he says. He says, "Mutal ala adam lasim atzvo lisbonin." Bina means your heart to process. Ki im eno misbonin, lo tavo chachma levakesh oso, which means if a person v'nishar b'choshech below yediyah, if you don't have time for yourself, if you don't know how to spend time with yourself for yourself. He says, and you just go in with the flow of everything that's going on. Listen to what he says. He says, Yedias, he says, Yedias ha'emes mechazekes ha'neshama u'marcheques mimena ha'yetzer vaday. I've always said this over, that oilam is melashon helam. The world is hidden from us. It's hiding. Ne'elam means something is hidden. The world is called olam, which means what? I don't give myself time to think and to process. I don't invest. And you know, when you love someone, one of the love languages is what? Is quality time. How do you know if your child, right? What do you want to be as a father? You want to spend quality time with your child. Tuck him into bed. Take him out to a baseball game. Walk with him, listen to him, love your child. How are you going to have a relationship with your spouse? You spend time. You spend quality time. You don't spend all day with your spouse. You go to work, and she goes to work, or whatever happens. But what is it? Quality time. So too with us. A person doesn't just sit there. People think, oh, I'm going to go to therapy. I'm going to go to psychology. I'm going to go to therapy 7 hours a day. You don't go 7 hours a day therapy. You work, you do things. You get up in the morning, you go to sleep at night, you have a full day. Once a week, you dedicate yourself for 45 minutes, whatever it is. Or, another way, you walk around the moshav. Person spends time walking around. I don't know, David, if you remember this from when we used to have the building, when we learned upstairs over there, I used to say it was one of the benefits that the whole campus wasn't together. I don't know, David, if you remember this. David Reiser's here, by the way. David. Legend, one of the legends of the yeshiva, one of the legends for real of the his jersey is up in the right, no pun intended with the, you know, because David's a great ball player. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that I don't know if you remember this, David. I used to say that when you walk from the Beis Medrash to the dorm, that 2 minute walk, don't go on your phone, walk. Walk from there, spend some time with yourself. Spend some time with yourself without music. Don't put in the music. Walk around the moshav. Why am I saying that? I'm not telling you what go walk around the moshav. Go do that. What am I telling you? Sometimes you come. You guys are coming from Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, your HaKadosh is the best. Sometimes you come, you sit outside, you watch a sunset. What's the pshat? That's anti the Yetzihara. That's the paro that we're trying to fight. The paro isn't in the movies. The paro isn't in your tivus. That's not where your paro is. The paro is in the fact that I'm not spending time with myself. I'm not connecting with myself. And listen to what he says. I actually have to thank you, Shua, because I had this pshat right now. Va'ani kirvas elokim li toiv. I had a kasha and I had a teretz. I was going to talk about this anyway, but it's incredible that Shua says, let's sing the song Va'ani kirvas elokim li toiv. This is what I was going to talk about today. And then the song, as I'm singing, I said, wait, I have a kasha and it fits in. Why do we say Va'ani kirvas elokim li toiv? Say Va'ani kirvas elokim tov. Va'ani, it's like double. Va'ani, for me. Right? What is it? It's also in the beginning of the Mesillas Yesharim. Vani kirvas elokim li tov. Right? What does that mean? Right? Vani kirvas elokim li tov. It's superfluous. Right? I'll actually look it up after Shir to see how the Mefarshim talk about it, but I have a pshat also. Vani kirvas elokim, me. First of all, what do you have to say? Me, I, kirvas elokim, for me is good. And me, for what me, a lot of me in there. Just say, Kirva, oh, here's the kasha. Here's the, Rav Hillel, listen to the kasha. Mama had this kasha right now while we were singing the song. Now it's even stronger as I'm talking it out. Just say, Kirva Selokim Tov. Kirva Selokim Tov. Being close to Hashem is good. A lot of eyes in there. You know the kasha, you know the thing, someone sent a letter to one of the tzaddikim, right? And he wrote a whole thing. I got this problem, and I got this problem, and I got this problem, and I got this problem, I got this problem, I got this problem, I got this problem. And the tzaddik sent back, circling every time it says I, and he said, that's your problem. That's your problem. The problem is the I, but it's a kasha. So say, kirvas elokim, kirvas elokim, li tov. What does that mean? Too much li in there. Too much me in there. So I was thinking, here it is. Maybe this is the pshat. The pshat is in Derech Eitz Chaim, the Ramchal says, this is what he says. You've heard this diak, I think, Rafilah before. Ramchal says, "Roiv shnois yamav oimid lachshoiv cheshbonos asakov." If you look at your hours, what do you do? What do you do? You know, they have on the phones, they have a I don't have to tell you, screen time. Imagine if you had brain time. Imagine if you could like press a button and you could say, "What is my brain time? What do I think about most of the day? What am I? Forget about due time, right? Imagine if they had." Due time, right? They have that with steps, right? You could count how many steps you took today. You could count how many this. Imagine if they say, what did you do today? And you, at the end of your day, you'd have a printout of what you did, what time you woke up, what's in your brain. That would be very scary, right? Because what does he say? Most people, what do they think about? They think about other stuff. Iskei chayesha, how am I going to make a living? How am I going to this? So look what he says. Lama lo yasim alavavai. He says once an hour a day. He says halavai we can do an hour. And this is what he says. What would you think? What would you think the tzaddik is going to tell us what to do during that hour? What are you supposed to think about? Let me hear a guess from somebody without someone who already knows the answer a little bit. What would you guess, right? That the tzaddik's going to tell you what to think about that hour of the day that you set aside to think about. What are you going to think about? Let's hear. What do you guys say? Kervas Elokim. Think about God. Think about Hashem. Think about Hashem. The Ramchal doesn't say that. And the Ramchal spoke to Malachim. The Ramchal
I don't think about anything, you think about God.
What? No. I'm saying, what would a person think that if he's battling the Yetzirah and he wants to think for that hour, what's he supposed to think about? Right? That's what I would think. Yeah, Mayor?
So.
Oh. You see, Mayer knows. Mayer's already on to it. Yeah, Giddy, what do you want to say?
No, I would say
exactly. And you're right. And you're right. And Mayer's right. Oh, so look what he says. He spoke to us. But listen to what the Ramchal says. He says, Mahu. Who are you? The Lama Bala Olam. Ma Mevakesh. Mimenu Hashem. What does Hashem want from me? Vani Kirvas Vani. Vani and me, who am I? Who am I? The first step to Kirvas Elokim is Ani. It's like they say, Ano, right? You've heard this shot. What do they say? Ano, 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 Avida. So they should say, right, in yeshivas, in some yeshivas they say, why are you saying an I and I and I and I and I and I? Sing, right? Vano Avda. I had a guy from here, from yeshiva, from a very yeshivish place. Seriously. And Simchas Torah, we were singing Ano, Ano, Ano. And he said, my Rosh Yeshiva didn't let us. You had that also, Avi?
No.
Says my Rosh Yeshiva didn't let us sing Ano 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 Avda the Kudrichu. We had to sing Ano Avda 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 the Kudrichu. And I said that's so funny because Reb Segel, the Manchester Rosh Yeshiva, actually said why we say Ano 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 Avda the Kudrichu. Why? Because Vani Kirvas Elokim Li Toiv. The way to connect to Hashem. The way to find Hashem is when you find yourself. When you find yourself, as I've said many times to parents, and I've said it here, and it's the same thing, maybe we'll make up the quote for ourselves as well. Don't push Hashem in your heart, in your son's heart, in your daughter's heart. Bring your son and your child into your heart. And if Hashem is there, your child will find Hashem. Again, don't push your child, don't push God into your children's heart. Bring your child into your heart. And if you have Hashem in your heart, he'll find him. So it's similar to yourself as well. Let's say it for yourself. Where is your self-compassion? Where is your connection to yourself? When you connect to yourself, when you find yourself, you know what you're going to find in that self? You're going to find Hashem there as well. And I think that that's what the Ramchal is saying. I think that's what the Pasuk is saying. Vani, kirvas elokim li tov. It's not kirvas elokim li tov. It's not kirvas elokim li tov. Find God. Go find God. Find God. Find yourself. And when you find yourself, when you find your heart, when you find your heart, oh, that's a great line. Let's figure this out. Let's see if we can say this. Don't force Hashem into your heart. Bring yourself to your heart. Bring yourself to your connection to yourself. And if you do that, you'll find Hashem in there also. If you learn to sit by, if you learn to give yourself the space that you need, you're able to give yourself. And what's Paro? Paro is the exact opposite. Paro wants you to be so busy. He wants you, especially in our generation when Mashiach is on its way. Mashiach's on its way, and Mashiach, they thought that, why are they going to do, what are we going to do with the email? Email will make things more efficient. And then if I get WhatsApp, then that'll save time. And then if I get, you know, this thing, this electronic, it'll save me time. And then if I do this, it'll save me time. And I'll have more time, more time. And what has it done? All it does, it takes away and makes us more busy and more busy and more busy and more busy. Which is what? Tichbad Avoda. That is the main purpose of the Yetzer Hara. If the Yetzer Hara could get you away from thinking about yourself and thinking about life and thinking about who you are and thinking about why I came to this world, why did I come to this world? What am I here to do? Who am I? What am I doing? Have that conversation. That's the greatest love you can have for yourself as well. That's the greatest love. The greatest love is to sit there and get in touch with yourself and say, who am I? Why do I do what I do? How come I sleep late? How come I get angry so fast? How come I'm so lazy? How come I don't have such a good relationship with my father? How come I don't have a good relationship with my brother? How come I'm not so close with this person? Why does this roommate trigger me so much? Why do I like watching this and I don't like watching that? How come I'm on my phone so much? How come I don't exercise? How come I eat like this? How come this? Start asking yourself those questions. Give yourself questions like that. Ask yourself, why? Why do I drink? Ask people. People think, oh, you drink. You drink. On Shabbos, I get 2 bottles of wine. Why? Why you get 2 bottles of wine? Why can't you get 3 bottles of wine? Why don't you get 4 bottles of wine? Why don't you get 1 bottle of wine? What would your Shabbos be without a bottle of wine? Why do you have to go? Oh, I can't go to sleep unless I do X, Y, and Z. I can't do this. I got to be comfortable with that. Why? I don't know. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying ask yourself those questions. Get to know yourself. And when you get to know yourself, you get to connect with yourself. You know what you're going to find in there? You're going to find Hashem in there. You're going to find Hashem. You will find Hashem. Ebenezer. What's the Ebenezer? Oh, to know yourself. Very good. Very good. Good memory. Good memory. Binyamin Brumer gets credit for that. Rabbi Shapiro, I think, gets credit for that. Shkoyach Rav Hillel. Shkoyach Rav Hillel. Evan Ezra. All right, we'll bring out the Evan Ezra, but Binyamin Brumer showed me this Evan Ezra from Rabbi Shapiro that he says that in order to get, very good, thank you for reminding me. He says what? Leidas Atmo. Crazy. A Rishon, to say that, right? It's a Rishon, right? To know yourself. Very unique language to use. To know yourself, because Hashem is there. Yes, some questions? Who had a question? Shimmy.
What if you don't know the answer to the question?
Great, I love it. I love that question. Shimmy, let me ask you a question. I'll ask everybody here a question. How good could the question be if you know the answer so fast? That's always what I tell people. That's a great point. I don't mean to say I'm making a great point, but it has to be a great point. How good could a question be if, what's 1 + 1? 2. Oh, wow, you're a mathematician. No. If I give you a long, you know, algebraic, you know, calculus formula question, and you could sit there, and it takes you 2 days to solve it, I'd be like, oh, that was a good problem. That was a good question. So imagine a guy says, oh, who am I? Right? That's how crazy the world is, by the way. Right? The Supreme Court Justice, whatever her name is, she couldn't even say, oh, what's a woman? Right? What's a woman? You can't even get the basics down, let alone the depth.
Well, maybe it's a good question.
The depth. It's not a good question. That's the point. It's a stupid question. The Supreme Court Justice, if you asked a question to the Supreme Court Justice, right, how is a woman, now again, I don't know science enough, what are the cells and the genetics that begin, that make it, that this one becomes a woman and this one becomes a man? They can say, that I'm not sure, that's a godly thing, that's a scientific sort of deep thing, but what makes a woman and a man, God willing, when you have children, when your baby is born, the doctor will tell you very clearly, there's a very, without getting into specifics, whether you had a boy and a girl. It's not complicated. That's 1 + 1 = 2. You'll know that in a second. Not whether they put on a pink hat or a blue hat. It's much easier than that. You'll know right when the baby comes out whether it's a boy or a girl. But if you want to ask all the dynamics and the panemius of who I am, where I come from, yeah, you say, oh, Shalom Aleichem, who are you? Right? My name's Shimmy Feig. Okay, great. What is that? That tells me nothing. What does that tell me? That's your name. Why do they do that in the concentration camps? What do? You got a number. Shave the head. Do everything. No pun. No, see, and you want to tell you? I didn't even notice. You know why I didn't notice? You know what I noticed? Mama should notice. I had this someone here, he could share if he's the one. There's a person sitting here who had a different type of hairstyle. And I think it was like that for 6 months where he got a haircut. And I didn't notice till 6 months later. I'm like, oh, I didn't chop that you did this to your hair, blah, blah, blah. I'm not saying that because I'm at anything, because that's stupid. I mean your hair looks great, Jimmy. You look awesome. But I'm saying it doesn't matter. That doesn't make up a person. Oh, he's got long hair, he's got short hair. How significant could it be? If you pay someone, you probably don't have to pay anyone anyway. You just take a razor and go, zzz, 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 zzz. Great, so how significant can that be? Like Rabbi Freifeld said, how significant could a beard, Rabbi Freifeld said it, I didn't say it. He says, how significant could a beard and payas be? All you have to do, how significant can a beard and payas be if all you have to do is do nothing and it grows? So how significant could it be? Now, is it beautiful to have a beard and payas? Okay, that's a different conversation. It's beautiful to be a beautiful person. That's beautiful. That's complex. To be a good husband. Oh, how do I be a good husband? Give me a checklist. Well, how great would it be to be a good husband if you could just look and take a shopping list and go shopping and say, oh, that's it. All I got to do is do this. All I got to do is do that. Yeah, to go shopping is easy. It's easy. You have a list. You go into the supermarket. Buy me 2 things of milk. Check. Go ahead and get me some flour. Check. Go. Great. That is. That's part of it. But to be an incredible person, to be connected to Hashem, to be connected to yourself, to be connected to your spouse, to be a good father, to be a Talmud Chacham, to be someone who doesn't just give into, right? Someone who just doesn't give into their desires, just like that. Someone who doesn't go to a wedding, right? Next time you're at a wedding, notice it's all the 18-year-olds who are filling up the cups of whiskey till here, something like that. Or there might be a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old or a 60-year-old who's doing that. Now, we're not judging anyone. We're not judging anyone. But if you don't, I'll end off and then I'll give you guys the mic a little bit. We'll have a few minutes just to talk. I'm going to end off with my first class story. Not my first class story, my story of first class. I got it. My story of being the first time I think when I flew, someone flew me in to Israel. It was to Israel. And it used to be, I don't think they have it anymore. I don't know if you guys know this. They used to have, Toda Rabba Lecha. Toda Rabba. Toda Rabba. Toda Rabba. Toda Rabba. Shrecha. Shrecha. They used to have first class. They used to have, I don't think they have it anymore, where you walk upstairs. They used to have in the front of the plane and walking upstairs. Now, to walk upstairs, it's even more chashuv because it's like, everyone sees you're walking upstairs. I'm walking upstairs. You're on the, you know, it's like the Tevas Noach. You know what I mean? The, you know, you're on the top. So I remember the first time someone flew me in for his wedding to Israel, and I sat first class upstairs, and I sat. This was the older first class, so you sat next to someone. They have that now also, but you could have your own seat. I'm sitting next to this guy. Some of you, Yehuda, you've heard the story. Many of you might have, for sure, you ever heard the story? So I sat next to this guy, and he must have been 70 years old. And I was like in heaven already, right? You could do no wrong. I mean, you're sitting there, they're serving you champagne, blah, blah. This guy is 70 years old, and his screen wasn't working. I think it was maybe a half hour, 45 minutes into the flight, 20 minutes into the flight, and his screen, this guy must have been 70, at least, and his screen and his thing was not working. Now, it's no big deal. They'll bring you a portable thing. It's fine, all good. And the guy was so angry. The guy was, like, banging the thing. He's yelling at the stewardess. He's going ahead, and I'm like, thank you, man. Why thank you, man? Because if you would ever find me when I'm 70 years old, that I am going to lose it, and I'm going to get angry, and I'm going to what?
I said in like 40 years.
In like 40 years, very good, thank you. Exactly. The fact that it's a joke is already, that's the, that in itself is, yeah. But correct, right? In like 50 years more, right? So when I'm 70 years old, I feel like I'm 25, by the way, just to tell you, just for the record. Not joking. Hashem should help Mamish. I'm not even joking. Baruch Hashem, Bli Ayin Hara. And I said to myself, if you don't work on yourself, it's the good news, bad news thing that I've told, said not enough. I have good news and bad news. I'll start with the bad news. The bad news is you'll be that 70-year-old guy who gets angry. You'll be that 70-year-old guy who's still drinking. Why not? What, when you reach 30 and you get married, you don't drink? Yeah, you ever go to Kiddush? When it's all, everybody there is 18? What are you talking about? Well, I'm not going to smoke. I'm not going to watch pornography. I'm not going to have this. I'm not going to do that. What, because I'm 70? Because I'm 80? So I'm not going to do that? Why would you not do that? You're going to do that. Why wouldn't you do that? There's a natural progression of life. If you don't stop and say, who am I? What am I about? Why am I drinking? Why am I doing this? Why am I sleeping? What's with my anxiety? Whatever it might be, whatever question you have to ask yourself. The good news is you got 50, 60 years. That's the good news, right? You got a long time to go for it. You got a long time before you're a grandfather, before you're an old man, and you say, okay, what do you do for an old man? A guy gets older, and he's already past all these things, and he still has it? That's painful. That's painful. The blessing of the youth, as they say, the youth is wasted on the young. Right? Which makes sense because you're young. You're young. I got time. But then when it's too late, it's like, oive, and wait till you're married. These guys hear it. Some of the chevre here hear from my shir that I talk about that. When you're married the first year, you create a great marriage. Second year, third year, fourth year. If you're already married 10, 15 years and you didn't come to the shalom by a shir and you don't work on your marriage, then you're up the creek because you're married for 10, 15 years and then you start beginning and you're already living with someone with five kids running around. Your wife's busy, you're busy, you got a whole family, and now you're going to work on a great relationship? I wouldn't bet on that guy or that lady. But when you're young and you could stop and you could pull back, and anyone who's older, there's always hope. There's always hope. But when we begin, Vani, me, Kirvas Elokim, Li, Tov, twice it says it in the Pasuk. Twice. Who am I? Ani. Who's Li? Who's me? Who am I? What am I about? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What do I got to work on? And at the end of the day, everybody has different stuff. Everybody's got different stuff. Everybody thinks they're the only one challenged with that thing, which is a truth to that. There is a truth to that. You are the only one who has to go through what you have to go through. But the guy next to you is also the only guy who has to go through what he has to go through. So that makes you exactly very, very similar. Because we're all in the same boat, trying to work on ourselves and figure it out and live that life that we want to live and get honest with ourselves. And we all have shame and we all have embarrassment and we all have insecurities. We all have that stuff. And you could be the best looking guy in the planet. You could be the tallest, most macho guy in the planet. You could be you could be the most handsome, you could be the most whatever you are. Everyone's got insecurities. Everybody's got stuff that they're ashamed of. Everybody's got stuff that is hard for them. There's not one person who exists who's got it all together. Nobody has it all together. Okay. Nisanel's here. Lenny, you're here? Nisanel. We'll do a halacha. Want to give him the mic? Please. Wait, hold up. The saddle, please.
Very important. That close. How to judge if a statement is Lashon Hara. Do my words have
Hold up, I just want to follow for a second. Anyone who's not on the chat, get on the chat. Just telling you, get on the chat. You get a halacha day. Yeah, go.
How to judge if a statement is Lashon Hara. Do my words have potential to cause harm to another Jew? Will the person who I am talking about feel embarrassed or shameful if he knew I was talking about him in a negative way? A person should always contemplate their words before speaking, and by doing so, they will be more careful not to speak Lashon Hara.
This is a tough one, because thank you, Nisanel. Thank you very much. If a person, and you know what, you got to daven for it. I want my speech, it's hard, because we naturally talk sometimes before we think. Sometimes we talk before we think, and we ask Hashem, just Hashem, protect. Tzar l'shon chameira, that's what we say. It's one of the things we say in davening. Tzar l'shon chameira, protect that I don't say it. Hashem will help us all. We'll all be zoicha, each and every one of us, to create ourselves, and don't worry about your future so much. Create your future. Be the captain of your destiny. You are the captain of your destiny. You can make the changes that you want to change. Dream the dreams that you could create the marriage that you want. You could have the home you want. You could have the spouse that's going to work together with you, who can love you and you'll love her. You can be a great father. You could be a big tzaddik. Whatever your dreams are, keep on dreaming. Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life, everybody. Thank you.